Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is up, fam? What is up? Welcome to episode 281 of the All Moves Podcast. What's going on, family? As I record this right now, it's 2 a.m. in the morning, and I got inspired. I'm inspired to create this show. This episode, literally, I just said, you know what? Let's do it. Let's make this happen. I'm inspired, and this is going to be a great one. Before we get started, if you haven't done so, fam, sign up to my exclusive email list. Go to AnthonyManaya.com for exclusive content. We have been more active on that. And for half of the year, I've been saying a lot of cool stuff is coming out soon. This stuff takes time, fam. Quality takes time. Quality takes time. Building into something takes time. And the things that I'm working on and the projects I'm working on is gonna impact my life for the next 3 to 5 years. Actually, forever. It's gonna impact my life forever. It's the foundation for what's to come, and you guys are a part of that now. So it's cool. It's cool to see it. So when I say sign up to my email list, fam, for updates and motivation and inspiration, this stuff, a lot of stuff is coming soon. We've been working, fam. We've been in the lab working. And, you know, what inspired this episode, what inspired me to click record at 2 a.m. in the morning, looking at the just how this show has been up every single week for the last 5 years. I've been doing the show, and I'm like, man, I actually love this. I love this. I don't do it for anything else besides the love of the game, the love of the truth, being able to study what is and being able to talk about it with so much passion and still having the love for it. And, you know, shout out to you guys who are listening in, tuning in. Wherever you decided to listen to this, like whenever you decided to join me on this process, some of you have been here since the very beginning. Some of you have been here for the last year. Some of you, this is your first episode you're listening to. However long you've been following me for and listening to the show for, first, I just want to say I appreciate you. And second, it's like there's always been growth. There's every week it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper understanding. And a lot of the foundational topics are being talked about at all times, of course, because that's what we're studying here. That's what we're observing. And as you guys taking this and to be able to see it in others, to be able to live your life a certain way, bring awareness to the truth and the reality of your situation, it's a beautiful thing. And to hear all the results, the testimonies, the reviews, the what people say about it, about this information and just the results they're getting in their life, it's amazing. It's amazing. And seeing yourself. People have mixed feelings on that, right? Because seeing yourself can either inspire you or discourage you, depending on how you see the world. And if you see the world through the eyes of a mind that believes is already solidified, from a mind that has a victim mentality, then seeing yourself can be very discouraging, right? Because seeing yourself is like, oh man, this is me and there's nothing I can do. This is permanent. There's nothing I can do to change who I am. You know, the damage is already done. Now, if you see it through the eyes of a mind that, seeing it through the eyes of a fresh mind, then you are inspired, right? You get inspired because now the solution is clear. The solution and the direction on what you need to do is very, very clear when you are inspired. When you see yourself, you are inspired by it. You're like, man, all this time I've done all of these moves with a lost and confused mind. And now that I have become clear, I am aware of myself and the moves that I've been making. Now I can decide which direction I want to go. And that can be inspiring for some of you, or that can be discouraging for some of you. And it's all how you see it. It's all based on your perception of the world, your perception on yourself, what you decide to focus on. And that's what inspired me to create this episode. Because I was literally journaling before bed, creating my, observing and going over my schedule and making the adjustments in my schedule for tomorrow. And, well, technically today as I record this. And I was looking at it, and I got inspired to talk about the era that we are in right now. You must first understand yourself. Take notes, fam, because this is an episode that's really going to help you and bring more clarity to your life. What era are you in, right? And I was looking at myself, and I know what era I'm in. And I do this before the new year, right? In December, I do this where I plan out the entire year, and I know which direction I'm going, what I'm doing first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, what I'm doing every single month, what I'm doing every single week. And of course, as I grow, adjustments have to be made, right? So as I make adjustments, to my schedule, as I make adjustments to the moves I need to make sure that I'm on the right track from what I said I was going to do before the year starts, right? So there's direction. And every quarter, every month, I'm in a different era. I'm in a different zone. I have a different priority. So you must first be brutally honest with yourself and recognize where you are and what you have done up to this point. Again, if it discourages you to see yourself because you're not in a great place in all areas of your life, then you're gonna find yourself having days of wanting to escape and run away from you. You're gonna find yourself having, it's like spending all your time, energy, and attention making sure that your mind is in the right place, making sure that you do something new. You're gonna make decisions based on temporary emotions. You're gonna make permanent decisions based on temporary emotions. and you're going to make moves that make you, that help you feel better, instead of making moves that are power moves, right? Life-altering moves. People avoid those. And every moment's a new moment, and every moment is a life-altering move, depending on what we're talking about when it comes to life-altering. You know, there's little decisions, little moves that are made daily that would impact, that can completely impact the rest of your life. Just you at wanting to seek new experiences, you wanting to escape, that there's certain decisions that can be made that can have a long-term impact on you, 100%. And then there's moves that you make that permanently affect you based on that moment. So you got to be very honest with yourself. Does your current situation and the moves you've made, whether you are happy with it or not, if you're not happy with it, does that inspire you, or does that encourage, or that it, does that inspire you or discourage you? And in the situation you are in right now, if you're happy where you're at, does that inspire you? Does that move you more, or do you get complacent? Do you take the foot off the gas because you think you're good, because you've made it, because you're comfortable? And then that's when the decline starts. So first, be honest with yourself. Recognize where you're at. See yourself. Then look at your life and say, okay, what do I need to give more of my attention to? Because that's always changing. And that should always change. Because life is about that balance. You look at all areas of your life. If we look at it in fragments for the moment, if we look at all areas of your life, your relationships, your finances, your health, your mental health, physical health, right? Fitness, all this stuff, the food you eat, all that. If we look at all of that combined, what are you giving your attention to right now? What era are you in? What mode are you in? And you got to recognize that. And just know what you give your attention to, where you go all in on, right? You will be all out, or you will give less attention to something else. So if you're focused so much on your health right now, you're all in on your health, right? It can impact your finances, or it can impact your business. It can impact something else, right? Because you're all in on that. If you're all in on escaping your problems, it can impact everything. If you're all in on your relationships with your friends and your relationship with your partner, whatever it is, that can impact maybe your business or your finances, or it can impact another part of you, right? You have to look at, what do you give majority of your time to? And you have to look at, okay, what is lacking? What is on the decline? What is decreasing? And then you give more of your attention to that to build that up, right? And I say do things for 3 months, or do things for a month, or however long I do it. I'm in an era, I'm in a mode of whatever, I'm in project mode, or I'm in stack mode, or I'm in, you know, boxing and jiu-jitsu mode, or competition mode. You know, it's, you have to know where you're at. And what are you lacking, and what do you need to build up, and then get all in on that. And then when it's time to transition, right? Because we never forget it, or we never put it to an end. So let's say right now you're focusing on making money. So you stack up and you use this. This is your era of making money. So you make money moves. You're learning about money. You're learning, okay, how can I create a system for myself that works best for me? Or how can I work a job that works best for me? Or how could I create a business that works best for me? Okay, let's do it. Let's work it. Let's test. Let's fail. Let's invest. Boom. Right? Once that gets built up. Now, again, this doesn't mean don't focus on anything else, but we're talking about mind, body, connection, urgency. Like, this is the mode you are in. This is the main priority of your life is this. And then the rest, take a step back. You know, not that it's not as important. It's just this is what I'm giving most of my attention to as you balance out and add in the other things, right? So then once that's built up, you got an efficient system going, you look for ways to continue that momentum forward while now putting your attention onto other things. Hey, because I've been so focused on, you know, pulling all-nighters right now, it's 2 a.m. in the morning as I record this, right? Maybe you're not getting enough sleep. Maybe your health is... You haven't been giving much attention to your health as you should be, right? Now you take most of your time, energy, and attention to figure out what your health problems are, because you are, once you give your attention to something, right, you're taking away attention on something else. There's problems that get created. You must be in front of all this at all times. You must understand where these problems are coming from. This is why it's important to document your life. This is why it's important to have a calendar. This is why it's important to be honest with yourself, to be honest on where you are, be truthful about where you are, not delusional about where you are. You got to be honest about where you are. And when you give your attention to something, you got to figure out, okay, what am I not giving attention to? And make sure that is being built up more and more, right? Because if you don't, then there's problems that will happen because of neglect, right? You're neglecting important parts of your life. So this applies to everything. You got to figure out where are you? If you're giving all your time and energy to having fun, escapism, your friendships, right? And you're hanging out, then of course you're struggling financially. Right, if you're looking to recover health wise, of course there's going to be struggles in other areas. Or if you focus on too much on your health and, you know, you're working out 5 times a day, don't be surprised when there's other areas of your life that's not on point. So figure out which era are you in, and in every era that you are in, if you're in business mode, job mode, if you're in health mode, if you're in, you know, relationship mode, whatever mode you're in, just understand something. There's a lot of things within that you must prioritize, right? So for example, if I'm in business mode, then you look at, okay, where am I sales, where the expenses are at, where's, you know, what's the marketing game plan? What am I going to do? Because the markets is always changing. Okay, where is attention going? Studying certain things that you need help with. These are things that we're talking about. Now, if you're, let's say, struggling with depression and anxiety, you label it these things. You look to understand that. You get into a mode where you look to understand it. You don't allow these problems to roll on to the next day while knowing that maybe your focus on this maybe will put less attention on something else, but you know this is important for you to get back on track to do the other things at a higher level. So you must recognize, fam, that, you know, putting all your attention on things like the foundation of your mind, like this is the reason why I started the show, is if you were to put most of your time and energy and attention to understanding your problems, then the rest of your life will be at an all-time high, right? Because there's forward momentum. There's nothing getting in the way. There's no self-doubt, self-sabotage. There's none of that stuff, right? And sometimes, If you don't prioritize the foundation of your mind, you won't get far in a lot of these other areas. You could put all your time and energy on relationships and money and lifestyle, whatever it is that you're prioritizing. You can put all your time and energy into that. And because of the foundation of who you are, you really don't understand the foundation. You haven't even took the time to understand your problems, whatever you call depression. You never look to understand it. You never look to build your mindset up. You never look to just work on, again, the foundation of your mind. It has an impact, fam. You can only get but so far. You will ruin opportunities. You will destroy opportunities. You will cut off what's valuable to you, right? You will make decisions that are based on temporary pleasure, temporary, just temporary emotions. Because committing your entire life to the understanding of oneself, it's sometimes you got to take three steps back. What does that even look like to some people, right? There's a lot of sacrifices that have to be made in anything you decide to focus on. Okay, now it's time to build this business and get to a place where you create a system and momentum and forward momentum and keep growing. There's problems popping up everywhere, right? A transition from a job to a business, or a transition from living in your parents' house to living on your own, or a transition of moving, moving different places, right? Moving with somebody, living with somebody, or, recovering from a health crisis, or there's many different, you have to figure out where you are. Where are you, right? What era are you in, and what problems you need to solve within that era to create momentum? It's about creating momentum to the point where now your attention is on all these things at the same level, instead of being 90% about making money because you spent, the last era not focusing on it. Now you have to spend this era focusing on it, right? And I say era because that's how I see it, right? I see it like that. I see it in a way of, this is my priority right now for this quarter. This is my priority right now for this month. This is my priority. This is what I'm giving my time, energy, and attention to build that up. Whether it's a project I'm working on, relationships, my health, there's a lot of things that I'm focused on. That's all, and I mesh it up in the same era, right? In the same thing. This is the era of this. This is what I'm doing. And then I transition. It's the transitioning is very strategic, right? It's like, okay, once we build this up, it's going to help me transition to focus on the next thing on another level. Okay, once my health is right, my mindset is right, and I'm understanding a great way to, schedule my life, and I have a solid schedule, then now this can build up to create momentum to start that next project and start that next business and start that job. Or, you feel me? All of us are in different places and positions in life. So you have to figure out what position you're in. What do you need to give more attention to, and understand that it's not going to be like that forever? You must recognize the change. You must give all of yourself to it and recognize when the change and the transition is happening. A lot of people are not aware of that. This is something that can confuse people. It's like, oh, I was killing shit before, but, or I was, before I used to give all my time and attention to this. Now I'm not doing that no more. It's like, you got to be mindful. You have to be aware. You have to recognize how things slowly fall out of your life because you're not giving enough attention to it. How slowly things decline, and rightfully so. Understand that things that decline, it's not this. There's sometimes, fam, sometimes things decline on purpose, right? Sometimes it's by choice because of what you're giving your attention to, right? And it's up to you to understand. How can I say this? So it could be very clear. Sometimes, if we use business as an example, you may not be pushing sales, like buy my stuff. If you are focused on brand equity and building your brand and putting out content and putting out value, right? That's a little business example where all of your attention is not to sell, but you're in the process of creating a system where you're marketing or you're building brand awareness, right? You're promoting yourself. This is the mode of promotion in the era of business. And then in the second, you know, when it comes to business, to that lifestyle, to that category, right? In one era you are marketing, and in the next era you're very sales heavy. You're still marketing, but you're more sales heavy instead of brand equity, instead of putting out content. This is all coming from my mind, different examples, thinking about so many different kinds of people who are listening to this. So many people listen to the show. So different examples apply to different people. People don't have businesses. So people are, you know, in working a job, relationships, and breaking that down, you know, like, what era are you in? It's hard to say this because I don't know where you are. So giving examples can be very difficult. But I think you guys get the point. You know, if fitness is what you're focused on, or health, what part of health, right? Is it changing up your gym routine? Is it the foods that you're eating? Is it the supplements that you're taking? Is it the stretching? Is it, there's so many layers to it. But when you are in that mode, in that era, those are the things that you must focus on and bring awareness to get yourself to the point where you're like, okay, I gave all of my attention to this to create a system that fits into my lifestyle. So now when I'm transitioning or giving my attention to something else, to making more money or to changing my environment, to changing where I live at, my location, or you know, getting more educated on something and studying or learning a new skill, and it could be the era of learning a new skill to transition properly, right? You must give yourself to it, build it up, and then once you have created an effective and efficient system for yourself, you can use that to transition to the next thing. And then that's how you build up your lifestyle. That's how you build up your life. You're solving problems in every area of your life to create a system where it works for you, until it doesn't work and it won't work, right? Because you always have to go back and fix it or tweak it, go back and see the new problems that are created, right, from this. And while you give your attention to that, you look on the other side and it's like, okay, now there's problems in this that I have neglected. Okay, let's go there, fix that up. And this is life. There's always movement. There's always problems. There's always things that need to be solved. There's always things that you need to brush up on, skills you need to learn, and you have to know where you are. You have to know what's increasing and what's decreasing. You must be very aware of these things, very, 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 very aware of these things if you want to live a high-quality lifestyle. So stay with me, fam. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Most people are ignoring the truth for a moment of happiness. That means from moment to moment to moment, I have no intention to solve this problem. I have no intention to understand who I actually am. I have no intention to understand how I put myself in the situation that I am currently in. So if I have no intention to do this, then what becomes important to me is the network of escapes that I create for myself. The distractions become a way of life.
and we wonder why the sadness never ends? Do you wonder why you're still lost? Look at what you prioritize. Look at what you care about. Look at what you value as important. Is it the facts? Is it the truth? Are you looking to understand your problem so you can address the root cause? Or you're always looking to run away? Run away from seeing yourself, run away from your situation, trying to numb the mind so you don't have to address the problem. We're hurting ourselves. We're doing it to ourselves because the pursuit for short-term happiness is the acceptance of long-term misery.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 281. I was going to end the episode at 30 minutes. I was going to keep it a short episode, but there's things that I still want to talk about that can be very, very valuable for you. So the show goes on. So when it comes to recognizing where you are and you are honest with yourself, you know where you are, you know what era you need to be in right now, you can start right now, or you if you look at just the moves you've been making, you kind of are prioritizing certain things in your life right now. You're like, okay, well, what is it, right? You know, title it, put a label on it, right? So you can be aware of it and structure it and know all aspects of it and everything that you need to do within that, right? You build that up and you're building things up to the point where you have created a system for yourself that works best, and you create a high quality lifestyle for yourself. And now you are very aware when there's dips in your energy, you are aware when the money that's coming out of your bank account, you are aware of the quality of your relationships, you are aware of what you are giving your attention to, right? Now, here's the thing. Most people won't do what I'm saying. Most people won't do this. They won't value this. They won't really take this seriously. What happens, fam, when you are not aware of the era you are in, of the position you are in, of the, if you're not aware of the priorities that you have and the things that you are focused on and what you're caring about and the things that are increasing and the things that are decreasing, then you lose what I always call quality control, right? You lose yourself a little bit. Like I said in the beginning of the show, you focus on escapism and running away from your problems. You focus on there's a struggle. There's a struggle in one's life where you lose the quality of you lose quality control. You don't respect quality, right? When there's no vision for yourself on how you want to live, if you're not putting much attention in what I'm talking about on this episode of making sure that your life is on forward momentum, forward movement, then it doesn't matter what kind of food you eat, right? It doesn't matter the kind of people you talk to. It doesn't matter what you consume. It doesn't matter what time you go to sleep or what time you wake up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about the moves you make. You don't really care about the quality of those things when there is no direction. You don't care about the quality of anything. You just care about feeling good for the moment. You just care about a quick dopamine hit. You don't really have any self-control, right? You don't really stop yourself or catch yourself. Or like, hey, look, I shouldn't be part of this crowd. I shouldn't be consuming so much content on social media. I shouldn't be distracted, right? You can easily lose yourself. It's impossible to lose yourself when you truly value the things that I'm talking about. when there's self-respect, when there's self-love, when you live with honor, when you have these just foundational, just the non-negotiable, right? The things that are important to you that are the foundation that help everything else thrive. You have to be aware what that is for you. You have to be aware of the things that you do that allowed everything around you to die. And you have to be aware of the things that you do that allow everything around you to thrive. And that's the understanding of you. And you must give your attention to that. That's what's most important. And this can be overwhelming to people who are not doing it. This can be overwhelming, and this could be, again, it can inspire you or discourage you. Even listening to this, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much I need to do. I'm so behind. And it's like, hey, do it. Go listen to the episode All Moves Day. Go listen to that. I forgot what number is that, but go listen to that episode. Scroll down and go listen to All Moves Day. And it's a day that you decide to handle everything you need to take care of. There's a lot of things that you are behind on. There's a lot of things that you haven't kept your word on. You allow problems to roll on to the next day. Take long to make a decision. You take long to take action. There's no quality control. You don't control the content that comes, that's on your newsfeed, right? You don't control the content on your newsfeed, meaning you just consume whoever. And I'm talking about on social media. You don't control the type of movies you watch or music you listen to. You don't control the food you eat. You don't control the people you talk to for no reason. There's no control, no self-control. There's no direction. And whatever problems there are in your life right now, because I know maybe you have to be around an environment that is not it. Or an environment that drains you for the time being. Because, again, you never focused on creating more resources for yourself, right? And maybe this is the era where you are creating those resources. That's a real problem for many people. That's a real, not problem, a real situation for many people. Maybe you are in a place where, you know, you've been living with somebody. Again, fam, I'm just thinking of these things and speaking to them. I'm not talking about any one person in particular, because I know there's people who think, oh, this is, you know, if the shoe fits, you feel me? Like, yes, because most of the world is going through this. This is a reality for most people. There are relationships where people have been in a relationship for 5 to 10 years living with somebody, and then they're struggling with the transition move. It's like, what do I do? How do I get out of this, and where do I go? Right? Looking for a place to live. Looking for the new job because you haven't found a job yet. Struggling in business, looking for the right business model, the next strategy. What else? Let's think of more things, fam. People's health is not right. They're going through a health crisis where it's draining their bank account for the weekly checkups, right? And it's like, man, I'm going through this. I'm in credit card debt, student loan debt. This is real problems that people are going through that bring real stress to their life. You know, family members that are getting sick that you have to take care of. And that takes a lot of your time and energy. Going through a breakup. This is a big one. People going through breakups and going through the struggles of that. The void, right? Injuries. People going through injuries right now. where they have to sit on the sidelines if they're in sports. A lot of things are going on in people's lives. Now, so I understand that. Let's put that out there. And if the shoe fits, of course, great. Now, if the shoe fits, I am talking to you. Embrace what is being said. Now, take three steps back, right? Look at everything in front of you and say, okay, when I say take three steps back, I mean psychologically take three steps back and look at your life. Say, okay, where am I? What era do I need to be in right now? Maybe some of you need to create more structure. And that's the era you need to be in, and is working on creating more structure and creating more systems in your life, right? So maybe you have to give your attention to everything right now. And maybe if it's 10% energy on everything, it's still what you need to do to get it, to get it going, right? To start, to get it going. Fam, there's moves that you need to make. There's things that need to get done. You can't keep procrastinating. You can't keep saying tomorrow. Yesterday you said today. Today you say tomorrow. You can't not prioritize the foundation of your mind, meaning understanding the problems of the mind. Meaning, if you are depressed, if you say you have anxiety, if you say you have ADD, if you say you have all these problems going on, well, then why do we allow these things to roll on to the next day and not commit our life to understanding why this is going on, what's happening, right? That's what I mean. You're allowing these things to roll on to the next day. If you're broke and you have no money, why are we allowing that to roll on to the next day? Maybe we need to not sleep at all. And again, this is just, I'm just saying, like, my mindset was this when I had no money. My mindset was like, yo, I got to just keep going. I got to keep moving and making moves and making moves. That, yes, as a result of that, my health wasn't so good. And once I started understanding that, I became aware of that. I wasn't aware of it like I am now, right? Like how I'm talking to you guys now, telling you be aware of these things. I wasn't aware of that. I was just moving with anxiety and urgency in my early 20s. Like, yo, I got to make moves. I got to pay these bills. I got to get the fuck out of my parents' house. I got to make moves. And it's like, because of that, I wasn't aware that I was always tired. There was inflammation, and there was, you know, I was sleepy all the time. And again, that didn't last forever. I eventually got burnt out, right? But I still build up experience and knowledge and education during that time. And that era was so important to me, which I still apply those things that I've learned from those times, right? I learned from that, and I made that transition. And I was like, okay, now I need to focus on, you know, taking care of my body, hitting the gym, making sure that my body's right, my mindset is right. And then I learned more about fitness, and I went to the gym for the first time. This is my early 20s, right? Where I'm figuring myself out. I'm like, okay, let me learn this. And then once I built that up, I had what I learned with making money. Then when I learned with fitness, and I was like, okay, now it's time to, you know, get back to learning more about this and this, like learning new skills that are important. Fam, if you commit yourself to learning a new skill for the next 90 days and you committed yourself to learning these skills, those skills are with you forever. They're with you forever. And it's interesting how we know that there's things that we need to learn about ourselves, and then we choose to ignore ourselves. We know that we need to build up skills in certain areas of life, and we decide to just not do it. And I just don't understand. Like, I personally, for me, cannot live this way. Like, I can't live existing knowing that there's just problems I allow to roll on to the next day, and I just allow these things to continue. And you know, there's something going on in my health, and then I'm aware of it and I'm not doing nothing about it. I don't know. It's very interesting, right? And even if it takes 6 months to a year, 2 years, if you plan on living for 6 months, that time will pass anyway. So the point is, commit. What are you committing to? Everything is important. Every move you make is important. Everything you do is important. From moment to moment, it's important. It's how do you want your life to be? Who do you want to be? What do you want to become? And this doesn't have to mean like money-wise or in the field of work that you're in. It's as a human being in general. The quality of human being. What kind of quality of human being you want to be? Right? Do you want to be a high-quality woman? Do you want to be a high-quality man? What does that look like for you? What does that look like in general? What does it mean to be high quality? You have to commit. Commit to learning new skills. Commit to building yourself up. Commit to what I'm saying here. It's like, go all in. Go all in. You will never fail. I don't even see failure as failure. You feel what I'm saying? I don't even see failure as a loss. You will never lose. Even when you fail, you learn. The point is failing. You go out and go fail. You either win or you learn. It makes so much sense. You commit your life. Commit your life to the understanding of the era you are in. And you will see the truth. And you will create a system that works for you. It'll be part of your schedule naturally. It becomes you. You become it. It's so natural to you because it's part of your lifestyle now. You found a way. You've created a way to make it all work combined. Yes, at one point, you gave 90% of your time, energy, and attention to this thing to build it up. To now, it's in flow with everything combined. Where you're giving 100, 100, 100, 100 to everything because you've put yourself in position to be able to do that. Is this making any sense at all, fam? In my mind, breaking it down, it makes so much sense. But you as the listener, listening to this with so much distractions in your life, with so much problems, insecurities, problems that you haven't addressed, fears, worries, depression, anxiety, all these things that you label yourself. Can you even see what I'm saying? Can you even understand what I'm saying? Right? When you have so much going on, the environment's not it. There's music in the background as you listen to this. There's, you know, arguments happening outside, or there's a dirty environment. There's an environment that's just not inspiring you at all. Can you understand this? Are you listening to this? Can you do this? Right? Are you inspired by this? Will you do this? Because you can do this, but will you do this? I'm just asking you questions. Because, fam, like, if you are discouraged and overwhelmed by all of this, it becomes one of those things that I need to do, and then you don't do it because it's just so much. So you say, so you feel like. But the point of doing this is so you won't feel like that. You do this to be in front of everything, to understand yourself a little bit more, to know what you need to do. It's like everybody knows what they need to do, but when are you going to get serious and commit? And understand that it's okay to commit to be out of balance for a little bit. And that's the whole point of this whole episode, is being out of balance to get balanced, right? You're out of balance. Okay, I'm giving all my time, energy, and attention to this, to build this up. And when you build that up, now you go to the next thing, give all your time and energy to that, boom, build it up. Now you have two things that are operating at the highest level. Okay, now you go to the next thing, build that up. Now you got three things to the highest level. Okay, now you're adding on to those three things because you create a system where it all works, it's all combined. You create a life. What I mean by system is a lifestyle that it all works for you, all flows, it's all growing, it's all momentum. Some things fall off when you're spinning these plates. Some plates fall off, right? You got 10 things going on at once. So one thing is getting less attention than the next thing, and it's like, okay, let's just build it back up, build it back up. And sometimes you got to recognize some of the things that you need to cut off. That's another one. There's certain things that you need to cut off that you haven't cut off yet, that maybe is taking too much of your mental space, right? It's taking too much of your mental space that you can't even. It's like you're giving all of your time and energy to this, to a memory, to an imagination, to an illusion, to something that's consuming you so much that you can't even look at your life. You can't even do what I'm saying because 90% of your time, energy, and attention is to that thing that no longer exists. This is some valuable shit. I really hope if you're listening to this, fam, do me a solid favor. Everyone who's listening to this, let's build some buzz around this episode. Put it up on social media and tag me up on it right now. If you're finding value to this, put it up on social media. Tag me up on it. Let me know if you're listening to this episode. Let's create some buzz about this episode because I think it's very, very valuable for people who are just feeling lost and confused. Feeling so lost, confused, unaware, just not knowing what's going on. And then you look at their life, you see, wow, there's just something that's consuming that mind. And it's not the thing that should be consuming the mind. It's like like if you want a certain result, your mind should be consumed on something that's going to help you to get that result, right? But when you are consumed with outside problems and inside problems, meaning, you know, what you see on social media, then there's problems about yourself that you don't understand. Just think about that life. Think about the life that doesn't even understand itself. It's associating with the wrong people, right? And what I mean by wrong is associating with people that drain its energy. This is a mind. Look at the lost and confused mind. It's being drained every single day. It's consuming, pulled in multiple directions every day. It's consuming foods that drain its energy. It lacks body awareness, right? Because the mind is so consumed with memory, imagination, so it doesn't understand the inflammation. It doesn't understand how stiff the body is. It's not aware of its posture. It's not aware of. There's just so much. It's so much, right? So much. And if you're not structuring yourself out, if you don't start somewhere, then it's all rightfully so. The result you're getting is all rightfully so. It just makes sense. It's all, of course you're getting that result. Of course you feel that way. Of course you're lost and confused. Of course you just don't know where you're at right now, what you need to focus on. Or you don't even know what you're focusing on or what's consuming most of your time, energy, resources, and attention. Life will become what you give attention to, fam. Life will become what you give attention to. So figure out which era you are in, and that's up to you to create that. Sometimes you do need to focus on some things. Right. Sometimes you got to get in what they call it, monk mode. Right. There's different names for this stuff, but it's you recognizing where are you at, what you need to do. Sometimes you need to put, you know, you can't, you won't be around family as much because you need to focus on your finances. Sometimes you need to start focusing on your family a little bit more, right? There's time and energy in place for everything. There's a time, energy, and place for everything. And you got to figure out what is that for you. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.